Today's scripture comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord. For though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, and you comforted me. Surely God is my salvation, I will trust, and I will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name. Make known the deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
It is the third Sunday of Advent. In order to understand what Christmas means to us, every Sunday of Advent has a theme. So the first one was hope, and the second one was peace. And today, we have joy. Then let's talk about joy. What exactly is joy? I don't know if you have ever tried to define your emotions. When you try to define your emotions, sometimes it challenges us to do that. As hard it is to describe feelings and emotions, we may describe them with our experience. When I think about joy or happiness, I hope this one works. Maybe not. When I think about joy or happiness, these are the things that I have. So, I think of driving. I love to drive. I push the cruise button, maybe at 55 or 60 miles an hour, listening to music and talking with my wife. That's cool. I love it. And I feel joy knowing that a friend of mine, his family, they live in Florida. They will come for Christmas. Oh, yes, surprise. Some people in Florida, they come to Sterling, Illinois for their Christmas. I don't know why. Anyway, I feel happy about that. And I feel joy thinking about worship and ministries. During Sunday worship, I feel we worship God together, and we are emotionally and spiritually connected. That is huge joy to me. I like that. As I pondered that, I began to realize that joy for me often comes when I am with people that I love and doing what I love to do, especially with the people of God. It is less about we have or we could have, but about relationship. So Dr. Philip Clayton, he is a professor of Claremont School of Theology. He said, in our time, 21st century, happiness is a self-centered element. It is very individual focus. Happiness is related to the moment when we are satisfied with what we want. But he identifies joy as a state as positive and attractive as consuming happiness. The happiness transmuted into the context where the action of God and grace of God is felt by an individual, and where the person becomes open to the presence of God. That's the moment we find the joy. And he said, where the person sends back praise and worship to God, the moment The emotion, the moment we felt, that's the joy, he said. To make it short, he said, happiness is our emotional response to our satisfaction with something we have, what we desire. Happiness is sometimes linked to our consumer mindset. But joy is a state we have when we feel God and God's works in our lives. Then let me ask you, do you feel God every day? Do you feel joy as we worship God together? Do you feel God's presence with you? I do. When I see your smile, when I talk with you and worship God together. So happiness and joy. Can you identify them? The thing is, we can't always spend our entire life with the people we love, doing the things we love, or thinking about what we love all the time. Sometimes we are going to be in places where we may not want to be. About a week ago, I went to the ER. Some of you know about that. And I had to see two doctors. And let me tell you, that was not fun. At all. And I don't feel joy when I take a trash bin because my wife says so. And I don't feel joy when my wife gives me something to do on my day off. And I don't feel joy when I am in conflict with my wife or somebody else. That's not funny. That's not joy. I never felt any sense of joy when I lost somebody that I love or when I officiated funeral. We are not always living on the mountaintop. Sometimes we spend time in the valley of the shadow of death. And most of the times, we are somewhere in between. And when we are in the moment, especially in the dark moment, we may begin to miss joy. And we may begin to think, okay, that's it. That's it. Probably I am never going to feel joy again. But we have desire, yearning for joy. That is who we are. That is who we are. Our soul needs joy, especially the joy we find in our relationship with God. It is like a vitamin. Vitamin for our body. If you have a vitamin deficiency, it affects the rest of your body. And when you have joy deficiency, it does affect our soul and our spirit. So when we miss joy for a while, we begin to yearn and desire for it. And we begin to spiritually fatigue, hungry. If that lasts long, we begin to think, probably that's it. I am never going to feel it again. I am never going to feel joy again. That's it. Maybe in my life, my marriage won't work. And then we begin to despair. Despair, that is a total lack of hope. To feel it right, we need joy, true joy. Part of what you need to know is how do we find joy? How do we find joy when we are not on the mountaintop? And that's the point of today's sermon. My goal is to think how we may find joy in the middle of our lives. And there are so many things, but I'm going to talk about three of them. The first one is, I agree with Dr. Clayton about his understanding of joy. God creates us, and we have God's image in us. That means we may find our true meaning and our true peace and our true happiness and true joy only in God. That's the way we are created. And our state of joy, true joy, can be only found in our relationship, the right relationship with God. And we believe God is also yearning for the right relationship with us. That's why God sent Jesus Christ to us. That is just like God says, I love you. I know what you're going through. I know what you are feeling now. But I want to do something with you, and I love you. I love you. So we need to have and continue our relationship with God in our worship, prayer, and our ministries. And that's the way we make communication with God and God's people. Amen?
Amen.
And the second thing is joy. That is not something we can cultivate. We can't make it by ourselves. And that is a byproduct of doing what God wants us to do. Joy is the byproduct of our effort to love God and love our neighbors in our action, word, and deed. When we try to bless other people, when we try to give them joy, we find our heart lifted to that process. That's why we do so many ministry to serve our neighbors. I was going to show you the picture of our church ministries and many people over there. And in that picture, you may find all the joys. That's the evidence that I want to give you. If you want to see the evidence, joy is the byproduct of doing what God wants us to do. You may join our card ministry, body bag, mission project, and the choir, and so many of them. You see me always, most of the time, smiling at you, right? And I don't think I have a mental problem with that. Let me tell you, you make me smile. Whenever I see you in worship and doing ministry and gathering in God's name, you make me smile. That is the joy that I'm talking about. And God's love and mercy abide in us, and we are blessed to be a blessing. In this process, we find joy. And joy is a byproduct of doing what God wants us to do. And the last one is that joy is also the byproduct of our changed perspective on our lives, especially about suffering and conflict. We need to see suffering and conflict in a different way. The Bible, it is filled with stories of suffering and conflict. If you think the Bible is all about the beautiful, beautiful story, then I want you to read the Bible again. From the beginning, right? The Bible has numbers of suffering and conflict stories. But the point of the Bible is that the moment of joy, the salvation is coming. Suffering and conflict, that's not the last word, but the salvation and the joy is coming. And one of the main stories of the Old Testament, that is the Israel people in Egypt, where they have been slaves in Egypt for about 400 years. How in the world that could be a beautiful story? No, not at all. But they were delivered by God, and they could find liberty, freedom, hope, peace, and finally, joy in God. And what about the New Testament? The main story of the New Testament, it is Jesus. You know him, right? And he was crucified and got killed. Do you think that's a beautiful story? No, not at all. But we know he was resurrected. His suffering was not the last word, but the resurrection was the last one. And the rest of the New Testament is all about the apostles who were each put to death were suffering because of their faith. But they received the inheritance that they proclaimed, meeting Christ face to face. That was the joy they found in Christ. That is the story of the Bible. So besides those stories, we can find all kind of suffering and injustice in our days. By the way, if you or somebody around you say, you know what, I have never experienced any kind of suffering or injustice, you may say, hey dude, it's coming on your way. Don't worry. That's life, right? That is the life. That's how the life works. You may see so many kinds of suffering, injustice in our world, including suffering of the innocents, famine, depression, conflict, war, and all the lament. But I love the Bible. I love the Bible because it is so real and relevant to you and me in our world. You can find somebody in the Bible who has the mountaintop experience at some point of your life, just like you. And you may find somebody who is going through a dark moment, so dark moment, at some point of your life. And the central message of the Bible is God's deliverance, God's hope, God's peace, and God's joy is coming, is on the way. And pondering the meaning of life, particularly when we face suffering, we may be able to be with the people who are right now, at the moment, in suffering or conflict. And we call that empathy or compassion. Actually, compassion means compassion. Compassion means suffer with somebody in need. In that way, we begin to grow our character to become more like Jesus every day. And we may be confident in God's deliverance, coming with joy. In that sense, joy is the byproduct of trusting in God. So today's scripture reading is about Isaiah's prophecy about salvation coming. Isaiah, he says, God, you are my salvation. I trust in you. You are my strength and my mighty, and we find joy like water from the well of salvation. Isaiah said, God will deliver you to the people of Israel, and you will sing praise again. What's interesting is he prophesied that one before they went to the hard time, even before Israel was conquered and got exiled. He prophesied not just the hard time, but the hope, joy, coming. God's salvation is already promised and prophesied. In our tough days, when we feel lonely and frustrated, we need to remember God's promise and joy, God's yearning for the right relationship with us is promised when we trust in God. Then we may find the true joy in God. And my question is, do you feel it? Do you feel God's presence in your lives? Do you feel hope, peace, and joy in God? That is the story of Advent. And let me tell you, it is already given to us. Let's find Jesus, hope, peace, and joy in our relationship with God, with other people who are sitting next to you and your neighbor and to yourself. Amen.